This video is for drivers who are new to the sport and they're wondering how to get in touch with race teams and how to basically ask if they can race for them. Ain't afraid to bear my soul, ain't afraid to walk on coals. I ain't gonna tell no lies, I ain't gonna apologize. Can't stop me now. Hello, drivers. Enzo Mucci here with the Race Driver Coach Show. Obviously, another episode. And constantly getting questions from drivers who have not really been in the sport much at all, and they're just getting started. So it's a bit of a, if you're a seasoned driver, this video isn't for you. But if you're trying to get into motorsport or from karts to cars, and you're wondering how to get in touch with teams, well, I just want to tell you that it's not as hard as it sounds. I'd love to say that it's like soccer, it's like football, where you compete at a certain level and a team spots you and then they allow you to play with them, with their team, sign with them, and you can just work your way up the ladder like that. But actually, in racing, it's kind of like glorified track days, where, say if I've got quite a big bank balance, I've just got my race license, so I can now race nationally, because normally when you need a race license, you go to a race school, you go to Silverstone, you go to Laguna Seca or wherever there's a race school, and you phone them up and say, right, I need my race license, I want a race license because I want to go racing. And they say, okay, we've got these courses, a half day course or a 2 day course. I personally went on a 1 week course with Jim Russell Race School. I'm not even sure if it exists anymore. I know it doesn't in England. But it might be still in Canada and other places. But you go to this race school and they train you up. And at the end of the course, you get your nice race license, which then enables you to go and race national level. We used to call it National B. And that's basically the first license you get. And then when you get 6 or 10 signatures, race finishes, then you can upgrade it to a National A license. And that allows you to race in bigger races. And then you can get to international license, which is international C is what I had. But then if you want to do something like F3, you need an international B license. So really, the only tier system is the licenses. And all you've got to do is get your license. When you've done a few races, you can upgrade it. But if you're just doing a national championship, a local one, you just need the bottom license. Don't worry about it. So when you've got that, right, that's going to a race school for sometimes half a day. You jump in a car with an instructor. They make sure you're not crazy. They make sure you know the basics. You do a theory test, which is really easy questions about motorsport, you know, what the flags are and safety, stuff like that. You pass that, you get your license. Not hard at all. If you've never raced anything before, but you go to a race school, you're most likely going to pass. They want to pass you, unless you do something silly in the car and turn left when they say right, or you just don't look like you could handle a car on a track on your own and you're not safe. And if that's the case, they just rebook you in for another test, and then you know what to expect. So it's not the end of the world if you don't pass the test. They're really there to help you through, help you get through, and it's in their interest to get you passed, because the more drivers they've got in motorsport, the more healthy the sport is. So you go to a race school, you get your license. The door just went. And then after that, you're thinking, okay, I've got some money in my account and I want to go racing. The first thing you do is you look at a championship that you think you can afford. So say if you are lucky enough to have like 100 grand in your bank and you're like, wow, what could I go race for that for my first ever championship? And you take a look and maybe you like the saloon cars. So you think, right, I can go and race the Mini Championship or the MX-5 or Clios or Fiestas or something that's kind of smaller, because that's all you can afford. And then you look on the website for that championship and you see a list of all the different teams that run cars in that championship. And all you do is contact them. It's literally all you do. You look at the website of the actual company, sorry, the team. You phone them up, say, right, I'm looking to race in whatever championship is that you run cars in. And I'm interested in running with your team. Can you send me some kind of proposal or brochure that shows me how much it costs and what you do for that? And they will, most likely. They will say, okay, don't worry, what's your email address? They'll take it down. They'll ask you some questions, and they'll send you a brochure that says, we will provide... I'd love to show you ones that I've got on my email, because I've got hundreds from companies, from race teams. But it's kind of classified, and they probably don't want their prices put out there. So I won't do that. But what you get is a proposal, like a four-page brochure, kind of, saying, we will provide a car for the 2021 championship, the mini championship. For these rounds, you'll get two test days. You'll get a set of tires at each round. Entrance fees included, insurance is included. That's just typical, right? It might not be this, but just what they usually say. And they break it down and say it's this much. And you pay monthly, or you pay in four installments. That's it. You then got to sort out your race gear, like helmet and suit and stuff. And then you go. It's really that simple. Even when you get into like single seaters and you want to do F4, it's the same thing. Okay, the very top team or teams that have just won the championship, because they've got three seats available to sell, you know, for drivers. They're just running cars for people, obviously. They've got three seats, and they've probably got seven drivers that are interested. Then they can select. They can say, right, we choose to have this super fast one who probably hasn't got as much money, but we'll take him on because we've got another good chance of winning the championship if we have that driver. Then we'll have a driver that's pretty good, hopefully another one that's nearly as quick, and a third one. Now, if the third one has to be someone with lots of money but not really that quick, then the team might select that. It depends on the team's financial security at that time. They might just want to have three fast drivers. But really, they can then choose. But when you start to get to the teams that are finishing third, fourth, fifth in the championship, they will normally say, we just need drivers. Because a driver brings 200,000 to us, and we need that to survive. So if we've got three drivers paying 200 each, that's 600 grand income we're getting for next year. And they have to live off that. They have to run the three cars. They have to pay all the staff. Because, you know, people say, 100 grand to run a car. How's that possible? Or 200 or 800. But by the time you've paid your 40 grand for your engineer, for that car, the two mechanics, if there's two mechanics, they're probably on 30 grand each. Then you're going to get the truck. Well, the team boss needs to earn money. All the bills in the workshop need to be paid. The truck, the cars themselves, just the general maintenance. It's amazing how much money they spend. That's why a lot of the time people run themselves. They go out there, they buy a race car, they get their friend to mechanic. They don't worry about an engineer, and they just try and win anyway, which obviously is not as easy. Because a race team's got all that experience. They've got the pretty much best people on the job. So they're just way ahead. They've got all the data, engineering help they need. So that's why it's good to be with a team. With a team, you just turn up and drive. If you're trying to do it on the cheap and run your own car, obviously you've got to get it there. You've got to prepare it. If there's any damage, you've got to repair it. So it's all on you. So it is possible to race a bit cheaper in a lot of championships. Not all of them. You can't go to F3 and run your own car, or F2, because they're designated. The teams are there, and you have to pay them to run you. So that's fair enough. It's high profile. But when you get to lesser championships, you can run yourself. I did in the first year. I ran myself completely. It was a mess. And in the second year, I got someone to help me who owned a car, and I just hired the car and turned up, won the championship. So that shows you the difference. I was driving pretty much the same, probably, but I just won the championship when someone else was developing the car for me and taking care of it and taking it to the track. And ever since then, I race for teams. But in general, that's it. You say, I've got my license. I'm going to go for this championship. I'm going to call the teams up, get them to send me a brochure to say, this is how much it costs to run with them in the season. And that's really all there is to it. And even in like British touring cars at that level, it still runs like that. It's still a person calling up saying, I've got £500,000. And most teams will say yes to that, unless it's a manufacturer team where they don't need you to pay them so much, or if they're full with drivers. But the rule is, if you want to race in a championship, look it up on the internet, contact all the teams that you're interested in, phone them up, email them. You don't have to talk to them. Email them, get a brochure or a proposal sent, and they'll send it to you. It might be a bit early now because we're in October, So they'll send you one that was from this year, but they'll say the prices are similar. They don't know the calendar for next year. So that might say, well, we think there's going to be 8 races, but due to COVID, we don't know. And normally, if it's just for argument's sake, it's $100,000 for the budget for the whole season. And that's all your racing included with some test days and everything. Literally just turn up and drive. Then they'll probably say we want $30,000 up front. So the $30,000 would be like February, the first payment. So the bigger one at the front is usually front loaded, and then it would be like 15, 15, 50 or something. It'd be, or 30, 40, 30, 30, something like that. Okay. So it'll be usually front loaded because they got to make sure that you are going to sign up. They've probably got to buy a new car for you or do a big rebuild. So most of their outlay is at the beginning of the year, and they've got to make sure that if you're signing up that you're covering for that at least. Just in case you do one, or you run out of money halfway through the season. So the team's got to cover themselves. But essentially, as a driver, you look at a race team as they are the people that just prepare your car and take it there. And there's different levels. The ones that are winning the championships all the time, they're probably a better team. And they've had better drivers there, so they've got better data to compare it with. So usually you go to a better team. But if you haven't got the money, then you just have to choose a sort of a midfield team, which is going to be a bit cheaper normally, and you can still win with them if you're a good driver. So don't just think that you can only win with the top team. You can win with other teams as well. So that's it. It's really simple. Get your license if you're a newbie, and then just call around, get them to send you budgets, and then you get to learn how much it costs, and then you got to worry about how to get the money together. That's the next thing. But essentially, that's it. You pay to play. Can't stop me.